The theme for the readings of this Sunday are on faith. The apostles said to Jesus, increase our faith, and reading this passage of the gospel is a little bit confusing. It says, increase our faith, and Jesus says, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you can say to this mulberry tree, be uprooted and planted in the sea. And then he goes on to talk about the useless servant, how the servant who's doing his master's will, and after he's done, he should consider himself an unprofitable servant. He's only done what he's obliged to do. What does that have to do with faith? And apparently scholars kind of think that this passage was just thrown in there, you know, if they don't have faith in the word of God and the actual order of things that were placed in the Gospels, how the Gospel writers put these in an order that was God's will. So we have to read Scripture with faith too, not only the order, but every single word and the placement of every word in the Scriptures is designed by God. And we know that by faith. And when you penetrate and you read and study and reflect and read with faith, you see the reasons why, and you see the profound reasons, and you see the profound message that God is telling us. And you know, I'm trying to go over this myself as I have to say something on it. and you can see, some reasons why we are unprofitable servants, how that relates to faith. You know, we're doing God's will in our life. We're carrying out His plan for us. We're doing what we think God wants us to do each day. We do our duties. We do our work. You know, we say the things we say. We want to say what God wants us to say. We're trying to do God's will, and sometimes we're successful. Sometimes things turn out well. Sometimes we do good things, and we start to pride ourselves in that, or we're tempted to pride ourselves in that. Many of us give into that temptation. We think that we are running our own life. We think that we have accomplished everything that we have done. And it takes faith to know that we haven't. We've cooperated with God's grace, but God is the one working in our life, succeeding in us. And sometimes He's makes us not succeed to teach us some lesson in humility or for some other plan that He has. And that takes faith to see that too. It takes faith to see that God is in charge of our life. And we say, I'm only an unprofitable servant. I'm just doing what God wants me to do. Humility requires a lot of faith. Humility requires a lot of faith to see that it's God working in my life, God accomplishing what I'm doing. You know, we go through our life and do our work and we say, I did it. You know, I'm self-sufficient. We can tend to think that we're self-sufficient. It takes a lot of humility to say God did it. God is the one working. God gave me the strength, gave me the intelligence, gave me the insight, gave me the reasoning, gave me the ability, the energy, gave me the time, gave me all these things to accomplish what we have done. And sometimes we're even surprised that we did something well. Yeah, because it's really God who does the work in us, and that takes faith to see that. It takes a lot of faith to be humble, to be truly humble, to think humbly, and then to act humbly, and to give the credit to God. Pride is really, you can say in many ways, the opposite of faith, because pride says, I did it. Pride says, I'm running my life. Pride says, I am selfish. I'm the one doing the things that I'm doing in life. Pride says that, and pride makes us give us all the credit, you know, for the success and also the failure. If we do something and it turns out well, we get all depressed and, you know, even despairing because we think that we did it. We did everything. And, you know. But humility requires faith. Humility says God did it. God has done the work. So, you see, maybe that's one of the reasons why we are useless servants comes after increase our faith, increase our faith. And faith can be a very vague term. It can be a boring term. It can be like anything you want it to be. You know, you can listen to the movies or to the actors who will talk about faith. They may even talk about God, and God can be anything you want him to be. You can make God out to be anything you want him to be, and God to say anything you want him to say. We can imagine. So, you know, we have to be specific on faith. What does faith mean? What does God mean? We need to be specific about that. Otherwise, we can go into all kinds of fantasies, live a fairy tale, spirit life, you know. Listen, the New Age is all about spirituality and angels and God, and God is anybody who you want to make out to be. So, you know, God is specific. God is what Scripture tells us. God is what Jesus has revealed to us, the truth. And then we get even more specific. God is what the Church teaches us to know, to believe, the truth. You know, the more specific we get, the more help we need. Otherwise, we fall into heresy and error and all of this. So, you know, faith, you know, we need to narrow down faith. What is faith? What is really faith? Faith is God acting in every moment of my life and your life. Faith is seeing the hand of God in everything we do. Faith is knowing the presence of God with us in everything we do, everywhere we go, at every moment of the day. God is active in everything. And it takes faith to know, too, that Satan is there, the devil is there, trying to influence us. And Scripture says he never sleeps. He's always trying to trip us up. He's always trying to get us to sin and to fall into error and to live a natural life, which is another kind of opposite of the life of faith, the natural life, the material life, the senses, everything we see in our senses. We can, you know, live a life of lack of faith and just go day to day living the life according to the senses. Whatever I wake up and see, and whatever I wake up and hear on the television or the radio, wherever, whatever somebody says to me, I just live moment to moment by whatever hits my eyes and ears and touch. You know, we live by the senses. But the life of faith transforms the senses. The life of faith always sees God is acting in everything I hear and see and touch and feel and smell. You know, the life of faith sees God in all of that and works with it. You know, we pray that God will help us with the day-to-day things that we see and feel and touch and see happening around us. We are called to live a life of faith completely, not just, you know, once in a while when I want to pray, I think of God. You know, that can happen to all of us, even in religious life, where we're kind of swimming in God, in religion. You know, we have a lot of prayer, we say, but we can kind of sink into a natural life and a material life. We can sink into busyness and the work that we do and the things that happen. That can happen even in religious life, even in as priesthood. You know, scandals happen. You know, if priests, religious, give in to scandal and do bad things and even evil things, it's really a sign of a lack of faith. They've lost their faith. They've lost their faith in God and the presence of God, that God sees everything that they do, and they're going to have to answer to their actions. There's a lack of faith, even in religious life and in the lay life, too. You know, if you get too caught up in your work and the things that you do, you can lose faith. You know, we have to keep turning to faith, keep turning to God, and God should inebriate every moment of your lay life. You know, you too can live a life of fullness of faith, that God is acting through everything that happens to you during the day. And that really makes life the fullest. You live life to fullest when you live a life of full of faith that God is with you and sees you and wants to help you and wants you to turn to Him and ask for Him for grace and help and work with Him. We have to work with God, not just ask God to help us to do what we want to do. We have to work with God in doing what He wants us to do. We need to keep turning to Him. What do you want me to do in the next moment, throughout the day, my life? A life of faith and the fullness of faith, that's our goal. We're shooting for a life full of faith all day long, all through my life, full of faith. And, just to add to that, we can't just live pure faith. You know, faith is kind of like vague. It's kind of black and white. You know, it can be boring if we live a life only of faith that God is there and I need to do His will. And, we need to add love to faith. That brings color. It brings joy. It brings beauty. It brings, comfort and enjoyment. Love adds to faith. Love supersedes faith. Love goes beyond faith. Love implies faith. When we love God and we love what we're doing, we love serving God, we love to hear what His will is, we go beyond faith. You know, it implies faith. We're going way beyond faith. We know God exists. We just want to serve Him. We want to do good. We want to spread the faith. We want to spread the gospel. We want to spread goodness everywhere. You know, that's so love is really, really important. Otherwise, we just live a super, kind of on the surface that God exists and I got to serve Him, I got to do His will, I got to do these things. And it can be like kind of a drudgery if we don't add love to it. Love has to really, needs to be there if we want to live the fullness of life that Jesus talks about. So love and faith, humility, we put all these things together, a message for this Sunday, perhaps. And again, we turn all these things over to Our Lady, to God. You know, I'm not living a life of love and faith and humility on my own. God is living these things in us, and we need to entrust our efforts to Our Lady, which is an act of humility, and what God wants us to do. We want Our Lady to guide us and direct us, help us to increase our faith and love and humility. And then everything will work out well according to God's design with Our Lady, with our Mother, with forgetting ourselves, living a life of humility. So we ask her to increase our faith, love, and humility.
Fructum ventris tuum.